It is one of our big event nights for us to celebrate our anniversary, and we'll be talking more about that in the time to come. I think I have so many memories and highlights, but the one that sticks out the most on the anniversary is how on October 19th, 2002, when we opened the doors, and we had made this commitment that we were going to do church, and we're like, oh, well, we've never done church, so this is going to be a little weird, a little tough. We weren't sure anybody was going to come. And my friend Scott was helping us out that night, and I remember it was dark like this, and he was looking out the front door of the Stuartsville Elementary School, and I went over to check on him probably around 10 minutes before the service, and he says, look, and I looked out, and he's pointing at the driveway coming up into the school, and it was just headlights after headlights after headlights. He said, they just keep coming in, and I'll never forget those words, that they just keep coming in. Because 14 years later, they're still coming. And that's what we're excited about. We're excited about people wherever they are in their walk with Jesus Christ, coming here and learning more about Jesus, learning more about who God designed them to be, more about this amazing life that God has given us, and more about the purpose that we are all called to. So we're thrilled that you're here to celebrate our anniversary with us. If you would just stand and pray with me, that's how we will begin. Lord, I want to thank you for being faithful and bringing us to this place tonight, to this point. I thank you for all of the life change. I thank you for all of the rescue we have seen. I pray that you would continue that. Lord, show us what it is you want us to do as we move forward. But before we move forward, help us look back and remember so that we will have an easier time looking forward and trusting. We leave ourselves in your hands. Amen.
Amen.
Great time for you to get your outlines out so we can follow along with what God has placed on my heart tonight. 14 years. 14 years finished. And tonight we begin year 15. It has been one of our traditions, one of our sacraments, to celebrate this church's birthday, to celebrate its anniversary. I think our celebration after, I believe it began because after the first year, we were all so astonished and thankful that we were even still open that we decided to throw a party. We started with $331. That's what we started the church with. And we said, well, we'll go as far as $331 takes us. Well, it's 14 years later, and we still have those, those $331 in the bank, because more has come in and made it happen. It was like, wow, we went all this way. We went a whole year without Mr. Robert even. How do you do this church without Mr. Robert? Is he an unbelievable elder? Unbelievable. Dear, dear friend to me. And we didn't give up. We didn't give up. We did not falter. We kept going after the first year. And in that first year, people found Jesus. And that's what we wanted. That was why we said, we'll give up our Saturday nights. And we want people in this area to find Jesus Christ in a church that will make them feel like they belong. A church that makes them feel like they're part of a family that maybe they don't have. And that was how it started. And after that first year, we decided to throw our anniversary. The truth is, our anniversaries have really always had three purposes, three things we want to accomplish. And the first thing is to remember. We need to remember. Number two, we want to celebrate. And number three, it needs to be a time where we re-up, which you'll hear more about that later. When it comes to the remembering, the first part, it is so important to remember how you got to Jesus, how you even got here. It's so important to recall and to revisit and to reconnect with that subtle whisper that you heard in your heart that prodded you to go on this spiritual journey. A whisper that stimulated and motivated you and urged you to get in your car on a Saturday night and to go find some school somewhere, or even a field, or even yet a pool that promised to have church that night. If you asked me 14 years ago, this very night, then when I was 40 years old, ugh, wow, if I could have that, 40 years old, 54 now, yeah, so 14 years ago when I was 40 years old, if you asked me where Westbridge would be 14 years from now, I'm sure I would not have said that we would be in the Early Childhood Learning Center, or that we would be out in some rented field hoping for enough light to finish the service. But over these past 14 years, we have all learned that God's plan for us has not been about building buildings. God's plan for us has not been about us being comfortable. God's plan for us has not been about constructing a grand organization, and it has not been about really anything that most people think of when they hear the word church. Over the 14 years that we have had, God has clearly, very clearly demonstrated that Westbridge work is about building people. God simply wanted to take lives that were not working right and right them. He did this for 14 years. He's been doing this, and he does it for his glory, and he did it for his kingdom's advancement. And he did it because he loves each and every one of us. God's MO, God's method of operation, has always been the same. Jesus told us in John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them." That's that whisper. You are drawn. Tonight is designed as a time to remember that drawing whisper. You see, for each one of us, it all began with that. A whisper of God's Holy Spirit. For some of us, that whisper said this: something's not right. There must be more. There must be a God out there, and you can find him. For others, that whisper may have said, "I'm here, and I've been waiting for you. You've been avoiding me." For others, that whisper may have been a reply to a cry out for help of yours. A whisper that said, "Take my hand. Learn of me. I will rescue you." These anniversary services are designed so we will never get spiritual amnesia. Our anniversary is supposed to be a time when we look back and remember. See, spiritual amnesia loves to work its way into believers' lives and have them forget the condition that their hearts were in when God whispered to them that first time. They forget the lives of despair that heard the whisper and were changed and given hope. Remember, no one can come to the Father unless the one who sent me draws them. Broken hearts have responded to the whisper and are mended. Discarded souls turned their ears to God's voice and they found purpose. Disillusioned people gave it one more try and found life to the full. Friends, on our life journey, we have a propensity to forget the miles behind us and to focus intently on what is ahead. But there is a saying that I like, and it says this: the past is a place of reference, not a place of residence. Now, that certainly means that you and I are not to live in our past. We are not to be haunted by words we said that we can never get back. And we are not to be paralyzed or limited by scenes that we regret we played a part in. But gang, we are We are to gain a sobriety. We are to gain a healthy, protectionary resoluteness for the new life God has given us by remembering our past. The past is a place of reference, remember. And it's a powerful weapon for battling spiritual amnesia. May we never forget the words of God's auspicious drawing whisper. And may we never forget the morass that he rescued us from. Secondly, our anniversary is a time of celebration. You know, when God rescued Israel out of their oppressive bondage to Egypt, God told them this, Exodus 12, verse 14. He said, "You must celebrate this day as a religious festival to remind you of what I, the Lord, have done." Celebrate it for all time to come. Just before Westbridge began, my wife Kelly and I, we had attended a conference. And one of the things they said at that conference was that churches neglect, or churches do a poor job of celebrating. Well, that stuck with us. That's something that resonated with us. And we have tried desperately over the 14 years to do justice in God's command in Exodus 12, 14, to celebrate this day as a religious festival to remind you of what I, the Lord, have done. So let's take a stab at that right now. Let's take our best try at celebrating God's goodness to us. Celebrating has always been a major component of God's life to the full. In the time of Moses, God instituted seven festivals, seven celebrations. And these were not quick 3-hour picnics or 3-hour dinners. These celebrations lasted days, even weeks. They celebrated God's rescue. They celebrated God's forgiveness. They celebrated God's provision. They celebrated God's goodness. If we were to celebrate God 7 times a year, we would be celebrating every 52 days or every 7 weeks. And to tell you the truth, I think it would do us a world of good. Instead of focusing on the next battle and the problems we need to address, we focus on joy. We focus on God's promise to provide. We focus on the beauty of the world around us. And we focus and celebrate what God has given us and what God has done. I think I said earlier this year, one of the benefits of social media has been the ability to see and share other people's celebrations. There on our screens are the people that we know and love, including us, in the celebration of their birthday, restaurant tables filled with fabulous foods, smiling faces celebrating their families and thanking God for it all. And that's not all people celebrate, and rightly so. It's pretty rare to go more than a week without having someone share an incredible picture of a sunset or a mountain overlook and celebrate the amazing colors that God chose to paint our world in. The celebrations fill our smartphone screens and our computer monitors, and I believe it is exactly the attitude and practice God wants us to be observing. After all, he had Israel celebrate 7 times a year. So, Westbridge, we must too live a life of celebration. Celebrate the end of the work week and thank God that he gave you your job. Celebrate the end of midterm week and give God a huge nod for the privilege of you being able to go to school. Celebrate your friends Take them for a cup of coffee and tell them how much you appreciate them. Celebrate a beautiful fall day, a clean home, time spent with a loved one. And when you do, don't let tomorrow's problems creep in. Don't let that dampen the celebration. Because those problems, we'll be celebrating them as victories the next year in another PowerPoint presentation. Number one, remember. Remember where you came from. Never forget it. Number two, celebrate all God has done and is doing. And lastly, let this anniversary be a time to re-up. In the military, you sign up for a given number of years, but when those years are completed, you are given an opportunity to re-up. It is then that you can make a commitment to keep fighting the fight, to continue advancing your side's cause, to remain in the fray, swinging away. But there's a difference between God's army and our American military army. You see, the American military army, not everyone is offered the opportunity to continue. Not everyone is allowed to re-up. But with God, the offer is always a standing offer. And it is always offered to every believer. Are you ready to re-up? 10 years ago, at our fourth anniversary, people sat in front of this music stand, and those people, 10 years ago, decided to re-up. And through them, other people found Jesus Christ because of that. 6 years ago, West Virginians pledged to fight on for Jesus. And because of them, teenagers and college kids caught fire and turned to God and found life to the full. 3 years ago, God put out the same offer to those re-uppers. They re-upped and they saved people's marriages. God put out a call in Luke chapter 10, verse 2. He said to them, "A large crop is in the field, but there are only a few workers. Ask the Lord in charge of the harvest to send out workers to bring it in. Now go, but remember, I'm sending you like lambs into a pack of wolves." You see, when you respond to God's re-up offer, you make a statement. You can even use re-up as an acrostic to make that statement. The R in the re-up declares to the world and to the kingdom of God that I am ready. I've been changed by the power of Jesus Christ and I am made new. I'm not perfect, but according to God, I'm qualified. This verse in Luke 10 is God's validation that you and I are called to go out and to offer his rescue to everyone that God sends your way. I am ready declares that I've sat here on Saturday nights. I've gone to small group. I've studied God's word. I've prayed it through. And I'm ready to give what I have to others. My re-up says, I'm ready. The E in our re-up, that tells the world that you empathize, that you care about their eternity. Gang, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Let me say that again. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. This E in our re-up tells them how much you care. This E in our re-up tells the world, I care about you missing out on eternal hope of life with Jesus in heaven. My heart hurts for the misinformation that you've been taught to believe about Jesus. I care about your heartache. I care about your pain. I care about your insecurity, and I care about that void in your heart that you've been trying to fill. That's why I'm here. I know the solution to it all. I know the one who can make you whole and can fill that God-shaped void in your heart. I feel your pain. The E in my re-up tells you that. I empathize. I care. The U in re-upping makes a statement. It says, I understand. I understand the danger. Jesus put it right there in that command. Jesus said, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. That means danger. Danger to me and danger to the ones most close to me. I understand that when I re-up. When I re-up, I understand that I have got to be battle ready. When I cinch on the belt of truth and put that around my waist, I'm telling you that I understand who I am, that the battle that I'm heading into and how my message will be received out there, I understand. I also understand who I have in my heart. I understand who it is who will never leave my side, who told me, don't worry about what you will say. The Holy Spirit will guide you. I understand that. I understand that when I pull on my boots of peace, that they have long cleats. I understand that those are there so that I can dig in and withstand the onslaught that will be thrown at me, because it will be thrown at me by wolves. I understand that when I strap on my body armor across my chest, I understand that I'm not running on my credentials. I'm not running on my righteousness. I'm protected and empowered by Jesus' righteousness and protected by Jesus himself. The you in my re-up tells you that I understand that no matter what lies, no matter what arguments are dropped on my head, my helmet will never crack, because it's a helmet that declares Jesus' salvation, a helmet that was made by his death on the cross that opened the door for everyone. And I understand that I can find protection behind the shield of my faith, that I can find comfort in the faith that has changed my life and brought me hope and given me true life to the fullest. I understand that the power of my onslaught is not in my own might, in my own ingenuity. Well, the weapon I have is the Word of God and the power of His voice. The Word of God that speaks universes into existence. The Word of God that wipes armies off the battlefield in a second. I understand all that. That's what I'm saying to you when I say I want to re-up. The final declaration in re-upping is I promise. I promise to seriously live my life for God. It will not be an addendum to my week. It will not be an extra piece. It will not be something I add to my life. It will be my life. I promise. I promise to look at my old life and my old sin, my old habits and my old shortcomings and my old weaknesses and my old compromised agendas, and I promise to repent, to turn 180 degrees away from all that. I promise to live a new life of righteousness. That means always doing what's right. I promise to live a life where I live to look like Christ. I promise to ask God to make each decision in my day and lead me where He wants me to be. I promise to make God's kingdom my first priority and seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. I promise that when I ask God for something, I will take His no with grace and faith that He knows best. I promise to be available to God for God's work and not put my wants and my needs and my desires above His. I promise to follow when I don't know where He is leading me, and to obey when I see no benefit in it, and to do the work that He asks of me with a joyful, appreciative, and humble spirit. I promise. I promise to let God be God, and for me to be His humble, obedient son or daughter who longs to show the world how great God really is. That's the promise I make when I re-up. Gang, without going through all the backstory of how I receive God's mission for my life this year and the mission for Westbridge, I will simply tell you what the mission is. The mission for year 15. Year 15, we will go after those who do not know Christ like we never have before. I am re-upping. Thank you, Mr. Gregg. I am re-upping for an assault on unsaved family members, and I'm going to be relentless with it. They will be tirelessly asked to come to church. They will be dragged to Christian movies. They will be prayed for by our entire church, and more than that, I'm re-upping for a targeted evangelistic push on the people that I work with. I will talk to my friends at work about the love languages. I will explain to them how God, and not us, puts leaders and presidents into place. And I will point them to the Bible and ultimately to Jesus for the way, the truth, and the life. I am re-upping to find the ones who don't know the Jesus who loves and saves and wants to lead them. And I am going to walk these people by the hand to the cross, point their eyes at Jesus, and stand back and watch them do business with their Savior. Jesus said, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Friends, after studying 19 chapters of the book of Revelation, after understanding and looking at the 7-year tribulation period, I am convinced that we need to re-up, rescuing the ones who may be lost forever. When your boss, 4 days ago, when your boss walks up to you and asks you to help him find the purpose of life, you better believe God is calling you to re-up on helping the lost find their way to Jesus. We need God's eyes. We need God's heart. We must ask God to give us His love, His understanding, His words. He wants to give that to us for the mission that lies ahead in year 15. God has been pounding my heart with this, trying to help me get my hands around it. And I believe he does not want me on this crusade all by myself. So, I'm giving you the opportunity. Do you want to go on this mission with me? For 1 year, we're going after the lost. If you don't go with me, I'm going anyway. We need to let people know Jesus Christ loves them. I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm going to ask. I'm going to be bold and take the risks. If you want to re-up, I'm going to ask you to come down front and sign on. Big. Sign big. John Hancock style. Sign on. For 1 year, I want our focus to be to reach the lost. Time feels short. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but God put it on my heart. As the band returns slowly, I'm going to ask you to pray about your answer and your decision. We are going to make this year an all-out assault on going after lost sheep. Not waiting anymore. Going after them. I want, at the end of the year, for me to be able to say, and you to be able to say, I tried. I tried. I want that lost sheep that heaven rejoices over. And when we get that one lost sheep, I'm going to go after another. Re-up. Are you ready? Do you empathize? Do you care for the lost sheep? One of my problems, I'll be honest with you, one of my shortcomings, I was just telling this to Jimmy last night. I think I hurt more. I think it pains me more. And I just have more grief for the Christian who is not finding life to the full more than I do for the unbeliever who isn't finding eternal life at all. That's where I got convicted. That has to change. I have to care more for the one who has to find eternal life. That's the priority. Year 15. Are you ready? Do you care about that? Do you empathize with the ones who haven't found Jesus? And do you understand you're going to get shot? Oh, yeah. So am I. We're going to take hits. People aren't going to like it when we talk about Jesus Christ. I understand that. But lastly, I promise that you can count on me. I'm on the team. I'm going for it. If you're ready to re-up, come and sign as the band plays, and then come see me, and I'll give you your field manual. God is going to show you. He's going to bring people your way. He knows what he wants to do with this church this year. When God brings one your way, you write their name on the top of the page. Write their name. And then you pray for them. You pray for them every time you pick up that manual. Keep it next to your bed and pray for them. And then tell your small group who you're praying for. And we will have targeted events this year. We may not do our norm this year. We may do something different. We want the unsaved to find their way in here. Amen. Or we'll go out to them. I don't care if we got to do it in bowling alleys, in restaurants, it doesn't matter. We want them to find Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But Jesus is counting on you and me living lives that when they see our lives, they say, I get it. Jesus is excited about tonight. This is his anniversary. But there's someone who's not excited about tonight. It's coming. I think it's time for a good fight. I think it's time. I want to charge hell with a water pistol. Because 1 year from now, we'll be back. I don't know the results, Those are up to God. I just need to know. I re-upped. I was ready because I cared about their salvation. I understood the shots I was going to take, but I promise to be here a year later and say, I tried. The results are all up to God. Stand, let's worship together. Lord, we remember. We remember that at some point in our life, you whispered into our ear. There was something in our life that was misfiring. There was something in our life that was missing. We didn't know, but you knew. And you drew us. And we have been eternally thankful for that. We remember. We don't want to go back. We don't want to slip back into old ways. We don't want to slip back into old habits. We don't want to get torn away from the thing that has made us strong and given us life. We remember. Let it sober us to know where we belong. Let it remind us what we need to be doing. And let it scare us a little bit with a fear to never want to return to that. And Lord, we celebrate. We celebrate this life that you've given us, this family of God that you've placed us into, this hope that you've placed in our heart, this joy that you've given us. Lord, we celebrate that. We celebrate this incredible world that you tell us to go and enjoy. We celebrate this little church that somehow on Saturday night, Wednesday night, and Friday nights, you take our hearts up. You take our hearts to a better place. We celebrate that. And Lord, let that be what pushes us to re-up. We have family members who are lost. You know it. And you're telling us to go get them. We will try. Through the power of your Spirit, we ask you to keep us strong. Lord, we pray right now that you would start the process. Soften their hearts. Make these divine interactions, these divine intersects, make them something that we see your kingdom advanced in. Let them be times where you guide our words, where you guide our hearts. Lord, let us pray that you be the force that makes this happen, but that you would move through us. Yes. Let none be lost. We haven't lost sight of the mission. And if that means that my life has to sacrifice, that's okay. If that means I don't get everything I want so that they might find life in eternity, well then Lord, just pull back a little bit on my life to the full so that they can find life at all. Amen. Lord, tonight, let us bask in the glory of a calling. Let us not worry about what lies ahead. Just simply enjoy that we are called and that you've given us a job to do. And that each step of the way, show us how to traverse this amazing journey and this amazing adventure. But 1 year from today, bring us back here and bring us back victorious and bring us back with more people who have found life in you. It will be for your glory, not ours. Play through us this year and let your kingdom be advanced. That may be one day. We won't be the little church that could, but the little bit bigger church that could. Amen. We leave ourselves in your hands. Amen. Happy anniversary.